Good morning. So I'm going to read the first chapter of a short story called The Nose by Nicola Gogol. An extraordinarily strange thing happened in St. Petersburg on 25th March. Ivan Yakolovich, a barber who lived on Voznesensky Avenue, his surname has got lost, and all that his shopfront signboard shows is a gentleman with a lathered cheek and the inscription, "We also let blood," woke up rather early one morning and smelt hot bread. As he sat up in bed, he saw his wife, who was quite a respectable lady and a great coffee drinker, taking some freshly baked rolls out of the oven. "I don't want any coffee today, Praskovya," said Ivan Yakolovich. "I'll make do with some hot rolls and onion instead." Here I must explain that Ivan Yakolovich would really have liked to have had some coffee as well, but knew it was quite out of the question to expect both coffee and rolls, since Praskovya did not take very kindly to these whims of his. "Let the old fool have his bread, I don't mind," she thought. "That means extra coffee for me," and she threw a roll on the table. Ivan pulled his frock coat over his nightshirt for decency's sake, sat down at the table, poured out some salt, peeled two onions, took a knife, and with a determined impression on his face, started cutting one of the rolls. When he had sliced the roll in two, he peered into the middle and was amazed to see something white there. Ivan carefully picked at it with his knife and felt it with his finger. "Quite thick," he said to himself. "What on earth can it be?" He poked two fingers in and pulled out a nose. He flopped back in his chair and began rubbing his eyes and feeling around in the roll again. Yes, it was a nose all right, no mistake about that. And what's more, it seemed a very familiar nose. His face filled with horror. But this horror was nothing compared with his wife's indignation. "You beast! Whose nose is that you've cut off?" she cried furiously. "You scoundrel! You drunkard! I'll report it to the police myself, I will. You thief! Come to think of it, I've heard three customers say that when they come in for a shave you start pulling their noses about so much, it's a wonder they stay on at all." But Ivan felt more dead than alive. He knew that the nose belonged to none other than Collegiate Assessor Kovalyov, whom he had shaved on Wednesdays and Sundays. "Wait a minute, Praskovya. I'll wrap it up in a piece of cloth and dump it in the corner. Let's leave it there for a bit, then I'll try and get rid of it." "I don't want to know. Do you think I'm going to let a sawn-off nose lie around in my room, you fathead? All you can do is strop that blasted razor of yours and let everything else go to pot. Layabout, nightbird. And you expect me to cover up for you with the police, you filthy pig, blockhead. Get that nose out of here, out. Do what you like with it, but I don't want that thing hanging around here a minute longer." Ivan Yakovlevich was absolutely stunned. He thought and thought, but he didn't know what to make of it. "I'm damned if I know what's happened," he said at last, scratching the back of his ear. "I can't say for certain if I came home drunk or not last night. All I know is, it's crazy. After all, bread is baked in an oven, and you don't get noses in bakeries. Can't make head or tail of it." Ivan Yakovlevich lapsed into silence. The thought that the police might search the place, find the nose, and afterwards bring a charge against him, very nearly sent him out of his mind. Already, he could see that scarlet collar beautifully embroidered with silver, that sword, and he began shaking all over. Finally, he put on his scruffy old trousers and shoes, and with Praskovya's vigorous invective ringing in his ears, wrapped the nose up in a piece of cloth, and went out into the street. That was The Nose, the start of, by Gogol, from Diary of a Madman and Other Stories. Have a nice day.